This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. Louisiana's public colleges are entering into contracts pledging to boost graduation rates, improve student achievement, and eliminate underperforming programs. In exchange, they're getting to increase tuition by up to 10% a year. The Board of Regents, which oversees higher education in the state, approved the performance agreements Wednesday for 34 campuses. University of Louisiana System President Randy Moffitt says the system and its eight universities are pleased with the arrangement.
Our system has been very committed to the concept of performance, the concept of access and student success, which is all about helping students to be retained and graduate. So conceptually, we agree with all that, and certainly we were pleased with some additional tuition revenues in this declining budget environment.
He says the guidelines set forth by the new Grad Act law intend to help bolster student retention and increase the number of graduates.
We'll be held accountable for those individual performance expectations by each school, but we're looking at increases in our retention rates, and there are some benchmarks that are established for each school. We're also looking for some increases in graduation rates and also program completers, people that actually graduate from our university, some of which aren't in our graduation rates because they maybe began as a part-time student or they transferred to the institution.
The approval means the colleges will be able to access the increased tuition money, which they've been charging since the start of the fall semester, but has been held in escrow until the details of the performance contracts were finalized. Moffitt says prior to the region's action, universities had been allowed to figure in the increased tuition amounts, anticipating the agreement's approval.
The way that's worked over the past 3 months is because the fall semester was about to begin, the campuses were given permission across all the systems, not just in our system, to go ahead and implement. In this case, we were already approved for 5% tuition increases, and they implemented an additional 5% or a total of 10% for this fall.
The Regents Board will measure whether schools are meeting their improvement goals each year to determine if they can continue raising tuition. House Speaker Jim Tucker, who authored the Grad Act legislation, says schools that fail to meet the standards will not be allowed further hikes.
And if they don't meet the standards, they subject themselves under the contracts to remediation by the boards and by the Board of Regents.
He says the measure will help provide businesses the skilled college graduates they need and let students come out of college with degrees, not debt.
This process that comes under the Grad Act allows us a great evaluation and then will allow us to improve as we move along and fix things that we find that are broken that we didn't realize that were broken.
The voluntary 6-year performance agreements are tied to the Grad Act, which was passed by the state legislature last spring. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.